Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work and to make every day a day of heaven on earth. We're changing around our format today with a joint process, and I have invited some of my previous person who has hosted for me in the past to join me and to do a question and answer so that she can represent you, our listener. And by the way, we will take your phone calls. If you know the station number, we don't have it in front of us here, you can call in with questions. And so I'm happy to introduce to you someone you may have heard before, and that is my good friend and co-host, Billy Roberti.
Hi, this is Billy Roberti and
Maureen St. Germain.
Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Her customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed a highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. She also writes for Danyon Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain intends to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Each week, you'll learn tips and tools that you can use right now. Today, we're talking about ego believes in protection, higher self believes and expresses love. And please visit her website, www.maureenstgermain.com. It's MaureenstGermain.com. Now, before I talk with Maureen about higher self and ego, I want to let you know you can go to our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, to find our current special of the month. We have Aromandala blends for every kind of emotional wound. Check them out on our special Aromandala's webpage. These remarkable essential oil blends can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment instantly. No processing. Just like an instant rebate. And they are very affordable. And remember to order your personal Akashic Record reading from Maureen. Having personally received this guidance, I know you will find your reading to be remarkably helpful in navigating your life during this time of rapid transformation. The reading invites you to make a cosmic leap in consciousness, understand and know your options, reconfirm hunches, and give you information that supports you to be your best self. To schedule your Akashic Record reading, call Maureen at 212-304-2123 or visit our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That phone number again is 212-304-2123. Also remember, you can learn all about these tools and tips by subscribing to our free once-a-month newsletter. Every month you will find free meditation or an interview that you can download. Go to www.maureenstgermain and look for news you can use. Maureen, how can we spot when the ego is trying to test the higher self's information?
Great question. Well, in the Beyond the Flower of Life, I talk a lot about how you can learn to connect with your higher self in a very practical step-by-step method. So it's easy peasy, as our radio guy would say to us, and learning to connect with your higher self is simply a matter of following the steps and doing the practice and making a commitment to do that practice for 6 weeks. Kind of like once you decide to go to the gym, you are going to make a commitment to go there on a regular basis. Otherwise, it won't pay off. So that's the basis of working with the higher self. And I recommend that you get the book, Beyond the Flower of Life, in order to know how to do that. Assuming you've learned the steps, how do you tell the difference between your higher self and the ego? And the answer is, you ask, is this my higher self? Is this my ego? Believe it or not, even if you don't have the practice, even if you don't have the tools, even if you don't have the book, you can get very clear answers by simply asking that question. Higher self, is this my higher self telling me that it's okay to eat another piece of apple pie? Or, and if you don't get any answer, it's like the little kids who don't say who ate the last cookie in the cookie jar. It kind of is a moot point. If it's not your higher self saying yes, it's not your higher self. Secondly, we get a lot of hunches and intuition. Sometimes they're coming from our guides. Sometimes they're coming from our personality. Sometimes they're coming from entities or energies around us that aren't necessarily, you know, having our highest and best good as their agenda. And so when you say, is this my higher self telling me blah, 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 only your higher self is allowed to answer yes. So if you don't get yes, it means it's not your higher self. And if that happens, all you have to do is stop and ask again, higher self, is it in my highest and best good to blah, blah, blah?
So if you don't get a yes, the answer is no.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of easy that way, but it's an interesting way to look at it.
That's very clear.
So sometimes people think that they're making a higher self answer when, in fact, they're really using their mind to assess the situation. And when you assess the situation, you're generally adding your own filter to it. And that filter is related to how you see the world, how you've been taught to see the world, how the people who are close to you see the world. And that filter can sometimes be unbiased, but sometimes it has very strong bias that you aren't even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's so useful to get in the habit of asking, is this my higher self, blah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
So,
how can a higher self's guidance be validated other than by the ego?
Well, when you work with your ego got you where you are today. Your ego is taking good care of you. So one of the things that I teach that is so different from so many spiritual teachers is I teach that the ego is your friend. I teach that the ego got you in class with me. I teach that the ego got you to buy that book that's teaching you this cool stuff. So your ego is not the enemy, and your ego, it does not need to be subdued. Think about the ego more like a really good administrative assistant that is supporting you and helping you and does everything you ask him or her to do. And if you've been relying on your administrative assistant to take care of all your appointments, take care of ordering stuff that needs to be ordered, taking care of, you know, receiving clients or taking phone calls, returning phone calls and all of that, if you suddenly go into your workplace and tell your assistant, well, from now on, I'm going to make all the appointments. And from now on, I'm going to do all the callbacks to the clients. And I'm going to place all the orders for the stuff we buy. Pretty soon, she's going to say, well, what am I supposed to do? And that would be the same with the ego. When you stop asking your ego or when you stop using your mind or your thought process, your ego is going to jump in and say, wait. I've been doing this. I've been doing a great job for you. I need to have my say because I'm the best one out there to tell you how to run your life because I've got all the experience logged. I know every bad thing that's ever happened, and I know how to keep you safe. So once that occurs, we're kind of in a bind. How do we decide? How do we tell? And so what we do in the practice that's taught in the book is we take people through what I call a practice period where you're allowed to ask unimportant questions, but you don't ask any important questions. You're just practicing, and you don't care what the answers are. So you might ask, as you're sitting at a restaurant looking at the menu, two things look really good. The fish looks really good, and maybe the vegetarian meal looks good to you. And you ask your higher self, what's in my highest and best good? Which one should I have? Which one is going to serve me? And the answer is what your higher self gives you, and that's that. Then another time you might be on the phone with a friend and you're trying to figure out what restaurant to go to and they don't care and you don't care and they say to you, well, I picked last time you picked. So you ask your higher self, should we go to the restaurant that, you know, is around the corner from my house or should we go to the restaurant that's closer to their house? And, you know, you go to the one that's close to their house. So you go over there and you run into somebody you have been looking for and haven't been able to reach. And right about this time, as these little pieces of feedback come in to show you that your higher self is giving you everything you want and more because it's matching you with your thoughts, after 6 weeks of this, what happens is your ego shifts and recognizes that your higher self has got the winning ticket, kind of like if you go to the racetrack with a friend, and every time you go to the racetrack with this friend, they place bets, they spend $100, and every time they come away with, you know, 300, 400, 500, 5,000, whatever it is. So the third or fourth time you go with them, you're in line right behind them placing your bets, and you say to the clerk, whatever she got, I'm doing the same. She gave you $100, here's my $100, I want exactly what you gave her. Why? Because you already know that she's going to be the winner. You're with her. You're going to take advantage of the fact that you're connected to her. So when your ego observes how fabulous the higher self information is, even in your day-to-day easy life, hard life, whatever it is, your higher self can give you that answer. And your ego decides to do something very specific, which I will tell you right after our break.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about ego believes in protection. Higher self believes and expresses love. So Maureen, what happens after about 6 weeks of practice?
Well, what happens is the ego, as I was explaining before the break, is starting to notice that the higher self has got the winning ticket on every single thing that happens, and that there's information that the ego could not possibly have known, and that some of the answers that the higher self is giving went against what the ego would have chosen, but the end result, it was spectacular. For example, you know, it's a silly thing, but let's say you're at a restaurant, and you know, the two of you are looking at the same two items, and you ask your higher self, okay, which one should I get? Your higher self tells you, and your friend who's with you says, well, I'm going to order the other one, and then we'll just share. You know, we'll figure it out. And it's very clear that the higher self gave you the better meal. And it's fun to do that. So then what happens is the ego decides, I'm with the higher self. I'm with her, or I'm with him. And it gets married, so that the ego defers happily to the higher self, and there is no more competition.
So they join forces.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So the benefit, of course, is that when you get into a difficult situation and you find that you need to know the answer to something really important and you're worried about the outcome, you can ask your higher self, and your higher self will give you the answer that is in the highest and best good for you, even if it's something you wouldn't do. And we've gotten so far in this work now with the group of people that do this on a regular basis. I have thousands of students who practice their higher self connection, thousands of people who call me or send me emails and tell me their higher self story. And I have a really fun story I'd like to share with you about a man who is a director at a very big merchandising company that owns several stores. And I say several stores, I mean they've got one brand that's nationwide, and then they've got another store brand that's nationwide, and he is at the top of that list, you know, doing merchandising and working with people in foreign countries that where they're having products developed. And a product was presented to him. He's in furniture, and he said to the people that were manufacturing it, that table is off by a quarter of an inch. That leg is not right, and we can't accept that as our sample. And they argued with him. They said, no, it's not. He said, yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. And he checked in with his higher self, and his higher self was clear. How much is it off? A quarter of an inch. Okay. So he said, it's off a quarter inch. Go measure it. And they measured it. And this was from across the room. And these men who came back to this young man, you know, in his mid-30s and said, how did you know that? How could you know that from this distance?
Did he tell them?
No. I don't know that the men that they were buying from in China would have understood. The benefit, of course, is that the higher self will give you information that is 100% reliable. And it is that amount of time and energy that we spend developing the practice and making a commitment to do it for 6 weeks. I mean, it's a whole process that I take you through. Well worth taking the time to go through it. Well worth the $20 you would spend on the book to just learn that one piece and just focus on those two chapters in that book called Beyond the Flower of Life. And, you know, from that point, then you have this ability that moves through you and gives you this great, great skill.
Maureen, where can you buy this book? Beyond the
you can buy it at Amazon.com. You can buy it on our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com. You can buy it in a lot of bookstores. You know, over the past year, I've walked into bookstores all over the U.S. where I've traveled and taught, and I am happy to report that every bookstore I've walked into has it. Now, I can't speak for Barnes & Noble or for the other big bookstores. Borders. But I will say that the small New Age stores or the small bookstores that carry this type of thing all have it. Plus, you can buy it at Amazon.
And use your Amazon website, too.
Yeah, and our website as well.
Is a question such as, why is this happening, a good question to ask the higher self, or is that ego, too?
That's ego, too, but I think it's worth talking about. Every question that that comes from that whole concept of who, what, why, where, when, and how, except for what, gives the ego information that, so that you can decide something. So, for example, why is this happening really seeks to find out the source of the or the cause so that, that you at the ego level could then go take an action to prevent this from happening again. So, you know, if my neighbor is always dropping his shoe, my upstairs neighbor is always dropping his shoe at midnight, and every time he does it, I wake up and I say, why is this happening? The answer is because he doesn't realize that there's a thin ceiling or whatever, and if I go talk to him, it'll stop. But that means I have to go take an action. If I say, what's going on, it may be that there's something else that I need to know or do. Maybe I need to make friends with this person, and I haven't yet. Or maybe this man above me needs something that I have that I could give him, but I won't know that unless I talk to him. So that's what, when you ask what's going on, I will never forget the time that I was sitting in an airport waiting for my host to come and pick me up, and she was running late, and I was on a flight that was behind the original flight I was supposed to be on. So we were on a little misconnection kind of a thing. And these two men sat down next to me, and they start talking and talking louder and louder. And I turned towards them. I was reading a book. It wasn't a big deal. And then as soon as they saw me look at them, they lowered their voices. This happened twice. The second time it happened, I asked my higher self, what's going on? And my higher self said, you're supposed to meet those guys. And so I introduced myself. I asked them why they were there. They told me why they were there. It turns out they were there for a seminar, same as me. And then the pièce de résistance, their teacher was somebody that I needed to meet. And they introduced me to that man. And I wrote about that in my book, Genie in the Bottle, on how significant that was, because that man also uses sacred geometry for trading in the stock market, and how that was important for the work I do, teaching people sacred geometry and manifestation.
So you just never know why something's going to happen.
You never know why your higher self will tell you what, and so again, never know why is really, you never have to know why if you simply ask your higher self what is going on. Now, before I forget, I want to tell the listeners that I will also be at Dr. Pat's booth at the Seattle Women's Show on Friday. So if you would like to meet me, or if you'd like to take a chance on a drawing for one of our Akashic Record readings, which is a $165 value, and receive a free reading if you're the winner of that drawing, then stop by the booth, give us your name and email, and we'll select a winner from the participants who've given us that information, which will be great fun, and I'd love to meet you. So if you've been interested in our work and you are interested in your connection with your higher self, stop by. I'd love to say hello and talk with you.
And what day exactly is that? It's a Friday. What's the date of that, Maureen?
It's a week from today. So it's next Friday.
Today.
It actually starts on Friday, and it goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Dr. Pat will be there the whole time. I will only be there on Friday.
Okay, so let's remember to stop by the booth and meet Maureen St. Germain. Let's ask one more question. Let's see if we can get another question in before our time runs out.
Okay.
How can we use the higher self to make an assessment of a situation versus a judgment before we act?
Well, you know, I think one of the best examples has to do with family or family situations. And when you have a situation where somebody does something that you don't understand why they behave that way, let's say a sister or a brother shuns you or talks down to you, or somebody you really care about does something that you can't figure out
okay,
why they
Maureen,
would
Maureen, sorry about that. We're out of time. Lastly, just remember to visit Maureen's website, www.maureensaintgermain.com. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet again in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.